Like I said last night, had a chance to watch the tape, and boy, I got the utmost respect for the Saints and what they did yesterday and their offense and how they came out and executed. With that being said, I think our whole objective was to be better on third down and to come out of the gate starting fast, and we didn't do that. So it showed up offensively, defensively. Special teams, I thought, did pretty well, but the two major units, we lost a turnover battle coming out. Defense couldn't get off the field. The time of possession was 38 minutes to 22 minutes. They gained 29 first downs, 8 for 13 on third down. So not exactly, how we wanted to start the game, the way we started. But, as I look back at it offensively, you look at it in the second half, the way we responded, Blake was 18 out of 21, 85%, 288 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. That remains to be strong suit for us. Offensively, we do score points in the second half. And, it was good to see. I think we scored a touchdown our 5th, our 6th, our 7th, and our 9th possession on offense, which is all good signs. Defensively, we just struggled. This is a precision league. Offensively, New Orleans, 3rd in yards and 1st in passing yards, 1st in first down efficiency, 2nd or 3rd, I think, in 3rd down. So a very powerful offense that scored over 24 points the last 5 games. So we knew what we were getting into. And what I talked to the defense about, too, was just that it's one thing to talk about precision. It's one thing to talk about execution and how you have to be on it. But it's another to experience it. And we experienced it. And, hopefully when you experience something like that, a hard memory like this, you can go back and draw from. So, I'll just leave it open to questions. I think that's, based as far as the opening statement.
Hey, Gus, as you plan for this week, you have a lot of guys banged up. How you treat this game, have you been given any idea from management or ownership about your status and how that might impact how you treat this game?
No, nothing like that. I think as far as, with our players, it'll probably be the same. We'll see how they are healthy-wise, and, we'll make sure they're healthy, make sure the guys that can play, and evaluate that as far as that's concerned. But
would you like to know your status in terms of how you want to handle this game and not risk injuries against some guys?
Oh, no. My mindset's always been to do what's best for this organization and best for this team. So just continue with that.
It would seem like what would be best for this team might be to sit some guys in light of what happened to Senderic last year. How much does that resonate? Not just that injury, but how it cost him so much of this year.
Well, I think that, as we look at our guys, we'll get the injury report, see where they're at. Are they 100%? Where are they? It's like that every week. Can they do further harm? Is there a chance for re-injury? Can they make it worse? And then gather all that for information, then just decide from there.
Would it make sense to either sit or reduce the role of A-Rob and Hearns to get a larger look at, like, Marquise and Rashad?
We haven't even had those discussions yet, my mindset is if the guys are healthy and they can go, we talk about always compete, so let's compete. And it doesn't mean that there might not be some personnel changes or guys that we look at, just like we did with Nick Marshall. If there's a chance that we think that can help us or we need to take a look at, we'll do it.
Speaking of Marshall, do you regret putting him in there a couple weeks ago? Did he seem in over his head a little bit?
No, the consistency thing is what shows up. I think he's experiencing some things now, different situations that come up in the game. Some of the traits that we like about Nick, you're seeing. We're seeing the tighter coverage. We're seeing him get his hands on guys at the line of scrimmage. But, understanding the situations and understanding, who you're on, when you're on him, the time of the game, the situation involved, those things he's learning from now.
Their fourth down on that first drive, can you take us through what should have happened there?
Yeah. We had a communication. There was a call in, and some of the guys got the call, some didn't. And we had time. We decided to change the call. Changed the call at the line of scrimmage because he felt like the urgency to come up and he felt like everybody didn't get the call. And some guys played the initial call and some guys didn't. He tried to change it back to initial call and there's just some confusion.
So you had some guys in
zone and some guys in man.
So should he have called timeout right there?
That's what I talked to him about. He felt like everybody got the call. He felt like he had enough time. But yeah, in a situation like that, the timeout is warranted.
How personally disappointing is it for you as a defensive guy to watch this defense play like this late in the season?
Well, you know what? We have a standard, and that's what I think with this defense. We're always trying to create a new standard. Okay, here's where we're at. Now let's raise that standard and raise that standard. And when you see a performance that's not at that standard or adding on to that standard, it's unacceptable. So I just felt like yesterday's performance defensively, we didn't reach that standard, so that makes it unacceptable. So, yeah, that's disappointing. It's disappointing that, you know, I think when you put together a game plan, you kind of count on your fundamentals, your alignments, how guys are going to handle motions, and you say, all right, we can count on these things. Now let's add to it. Well, some of these things that we've been counting on week in and week out didn't show up. And that's disappointing. You know, I think, you know, we talk about they did a nice job doing some shifts, some motions. We've seen that all year. But some of the things that they did, you know, they say motion creates emotion. And I felt like it did with our guys. I felt like it did create some emotion. It created some hesitancy. So at times we didn't play as fast as we're capable of. Not so much what they did. It was just us handling it. And, you know, we just got to be more in tune to that.
How bad is the free safety spot gotten for you guys with Josh and Sergio?
Well, I think you're constantly challenging me. You see some things. I felt like there were plays that they were right on the money with, and then there were some plays that we weren't. So, you know, that striving for the consistency, high level of play is something that we have to challenge them. I look at it as more as, you know, that's on us as coaches. We got to try to continue to find ways to get them in position to make plays. And then they have to take the responsibility to execute it.
Is there one element of this defense that you can put your finger on and say this is regressing?
Well, I would like to see better in our rush. You know, I think that's an area, you know, and sometimes, you know, we talk about rush and cover. But I think as we look back at it, there's times that you count on your coverage, and then there's times that you got to bring pressure. And I think finding that mix of, you know, when we can rush with four and when we can blitz, I think that's been a challenge this year to find out and to try and limit explosive plays. You know, looking back at, there's been times I thought we brought some pressure up the middle at him going in the game. We felt like that was a way to attack him. We got some pressure on him. Looking back at him and, you know, to go back, I think we could have applied more.
Follow-up on Hayes' free safety question. Moving forward, do you think you have to change your scheme a little bit? If you don't find that guy, they become a cover two team more than that?
No, I think there's some things within it that you can adjust. And, you know, I think I'm not talking just specifically the free safety. I'm saying that, you know, as you go through it and with some injuries taking place and some new personnel in there, to really have a clear identity of who this person is or who these guys are, and then maybe do some changes to help them. And I think that's, you know, staying within the same system, but adjusting just to help your guys out a little bit.
You're not the only team who's gone through a couple of guys at that spot around the league this year. Why is that such a tough position to
the free safety spot? Well, I can't speak for other teams, but, you know, here's a guy who plays in the middle of the field. And it's a challenging position because, especially versus the run, you know, if something breaks through, he's the sole guy back there. So he's got to be a really good tackler in the open field. And then his range, you know, when you play a lot of single safety middle like we do, his range is important. And, you know, so those are just two qualities. I think our guys have those traits. We just need to see it more consistently.
It's the bad snap. Did Wiz think that he told him to snap it, or?
No, that was more on our quarterback, you know, just with the protection. I think it was the whole process. You have to ask Blake, but, you know, I know that we called the protection out, and then there was a possibility of changing it. But, you know, we were already set up front. The front was all recognized that we were ready to go. The center got the cue to be ready for a snap, and then he snapped it. So it's just communication.
So Blake, he gave the cue to snap and then he just had to move.
He didn't give the cue to snap. The whole procedure allowed it. Without getting into too much detail of it, the offensive line felt like, okay, we're ready. Everybody's ready and set now. The snap can come at any time. And Blake yelled out a check, and they thought that was the snap count.
Slow starts obviously have been a trend. Is there anything you can do in week 17? It's probably too little, too late, but What about burn the script or not script anything or try something totally
different? Right, right. Well, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I thought long and hard about the defer or take the ball, you know, right at the start of the game. The one thing that we can count on and that we have been able to count on, not that it carries over from game to game, is just how effective we've been the second half offensively. And those games when we start with the ball. And I just felt like going into this opportunity, if we can get a defensive stop and get the offense out there and the much emphasis as we put on starting fast, you know, see if that can carry through us the first half where we start fast, get some points on the board, and then have the ability to have the ball in the second half and keep that strength our strength. But yeah, there's things that you look at, the difference in tempo, personnel groupings, changing personnel groupings, all those things to kind of stimulate the offense. And, you know, but it comes back to execution, you know, and decision making.
When you signed Skuda, you said he had pass rushing capabilities. Is he not, are you surprised he hasn't got more work at the Leo, and why hasn't that been the case?
Yeah, in the third down situations, we looked at it. You know, he was hurt for a while there. So, you know, just to get him back to play the auto was important for us. So as he continues to get, you know, I think that's something that we'll take a look at this week.
So if he hadn't had the groin injury, were you guys working that way?
Yeah, because he got reps early in the season. We tried to get him involved with some pass rushing.
This team plays loose kind of no matter what the score is in a game, and it's benefited you guys at times in the fourth quarter coming back. They don't blink, that kind of deal. But do you get the sense sometimes maybe they're not playing with that urgency at the
well,
start of the game?
I can see why you asked that. What I would say is this, is that I think there's a certain edge that you need to play the game with. And I think when you go in there and you totally trust your preparation, you're very confident, you get to the point where you play with that edge. And we've got guys that have that edge, but when you have that confidence and go out there to where when an opportunity comes your way, you can't wait for that opportunity, that sort of an edge. I think that there's a learning curve that takes place with that. And, you know, we're not there yet consistently. And so that part where, hey, we adjust, you know, we quickly recover. No, those things are all very important. In this league, you're going to have ups and downs in games, and you have to have that trait. But to play with that edge when a play, an opportunity comes your way, to make sure you, you know, capture it and take advantage of it, that's what we're not doing consistently enough.
I think the other game that you used the word precision a lot in was probably New England week three.
Yeah.
So week three to week 16, some of those same things still creep up.
Little bit different philosophy in the games defensively when we went into New England than we went in yesterday. Went at the idea of playing tighter coverage yesterday. New England, it was more, you know, split safety and you know, keep everything in front of you. So, you know, if you looked at the two games, the game plans were pretty different.
What do you make of Eric Cole this season? I thought he'd be around the football a little bit. Do you think he's made some strides?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the nickel spot, you know, he's our most effective nickel right now. I think what we need to look at with that spot is getting the best guys on the field. You know, and does that mean that Aaron Colvin's on the outside and someone else is on the inside? You know, looking at all those variables. And like I told you, we're going to constantly compete and try to find ways to get guys on the field that are deserving. And, you know, so I think we have to look at all those options. But I think at the nickel spot, when you look at his man coverage and you look at his zone principles and some of the pressure he's applied, you know, he's been pretty productive that way.
Bortles now has 37 touchdowns accounted for this season. What is that number?
Well, I think that, you know, anytime you're over 30 touchdowns as a quarterback, that's, you know, pretty impressive. And for him to be in his second year, listen, there's still things that you're looking at with the protections, just like the snap, you know, some of those things. I think that he has a better idea, more ownership on the offense. But I think that even, you know, after the season, this is going to be a big off season because I think that that ownership and, you know, that second year of being in a system, the continuity, that's so important. And, you know, I think that he can make great strides in that avenue and allow him to play, you know, even more freely. But, yeah, it's very impressive what he's done.
Looking at the tape, how much was the loss of Audrick affected? Like, how much did that affect the run game?
Well, you know, he's obviously someone who's very stout up front and, you know, but the other guys got to go in there and adjust. But, yeah, he's a big part of us, you know, especially with the run game.
Grotz and McCray, are you surprised in year three that they've just fallen off?
Well, I don't, you know, I think we need to take a look at it again this week, you know, and see where they're at. You know, I would like to see more productivity. I think they do. I think what we talked about earlier, that that edge, I think that's where they're doing some of the principles right. You watch them, it's pretty consistent. But that edge to make a play, that edge that when your number's called, that, you know, you make a play. And I think that's the challenge that we've got to get our guys to the point where, you know, when an opportunity comes to make it. I have not seen that consistently there. And that's why we made the change. And, you know, but we'll continue to evaluate that and have more competition and practice this week and see what happens.
Gus, what do you think? What does inconsistency say to you, though, in terms of some of those guys or the defense and, you know, the ups and downs of this team? You know, over the course of the year, sometimes it looks like they figure it out, then it doesn't. Just from
communication,
missed tackles, all those kind of things.
Well, there's things like, you know, offensively, we had a holding call. I think that put us back to second 15, it was third and 17, and we couldn't adjust from it. And then the second half, I think we had a holding call that put us at second 15. We threw the 90-yard touchdown pass? So that's inconsistent. You know, hey, we got a holding call. It set us back. And we didn't get out of it. And then the next time we were in it, we recovered and we got a big play out of it. I think that you're going to see some inconsistencies in the game when you look at as a coach. But when they pile up is probably what you're talking about. When you're saying, what can we count on? What can we count on from this unit, this team, you know, week in and week out? And sometimes that's with just experience and making plays. And, you know, we knew this was going to be a journey. We knew that we were going to go through some struggles like this. And, you know, I think what can't budge is the standard. We say, it's not budging now. I mean, we have this where we're going, and we got to see these plays being made. And I think, you know, everybody understands that part of it.
What can you count on outside of some offense in the second half of games?
Right. Well, I think, yeah. I think defensively, we're doing a pretty good job versus the run. I think that, you know, that part. Yeah. Well, yesterday, I mean, they still average, what, 3.8, you know. So, you know, that part of it, I think that versus the run, we're doing pretty good. I think that we cannot count on third down. I think we made a little bit of improvement in the red zone defensively, but still not good enough. So, like I said, I think that we talk about rush and cover, but the complementing them and the idea of we've got to bring pressure. We've got to bring pressure, and we've got to somehow affect the quarterback in making decisions, poor decisions. I would say for his first game, that's how he played. You know, someone that, you know, had his first opportunity, the consistency things showed up. Yeah, I thought he, you know what, we talked about that he's instinctive and he makes a lot of plays and he tackles well. I think those qualities showed up. But I think there were some things that when he was out in space, you know, some things like that showed up.
Go ahead, Mike. That may be hard to answer, but I mean, how much difference do you think a rookie like Valor could have made in this pass rush? I mean, would it have been significantly better if you had him? I mean, kind of. I know it's hard to say, but don't expect rookie pass rushers to come in and get 10, 12 sacks a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what you expect. You've seen guys get 18, 19 sacks their rookie year, like Alden Smith, and you see guys that struggle. You know, so, I don't know. I don't know what you can count on, but any extra added rush is a benefit. And, I think, you know, as you look at anybody that can help us with the rush, just like Scooter, you know, if he's healthy and can ready to go and he can help us in that avenue, we can.
Do you think your kicker's turned the corner in the last couple weeks?
Well, again, consistency. Yeah. I appreciate you trying to keep this positive. I'm trying to be it, too. Yeah, that's right. All you can go on is past experiences the last couple games. And he's doing a good job with his kickoffs. Our special teams, that is a positive. our coverage team. You know, we challenged them to see more strain in our coverage units. We're seeing that. I think our kickoff, they had one return that we got them at the 14. That part of the coverage unit's good. Held them inside the 5, got them at, you know, at the 2. Brian Anger's punting better. The kicker's kicking better. Coverage is better. Protection, this team that New Orleans yesterday was more of a cover team or a hold-up team, and they brought all sorts of pressure on our punt team. We held up to that. So our special teams remains to be a, you know, I think from where they were a couple weeks ago where there were a discussion to now the last couple weeks, that's been a strong suit for us.
Like since the bye, is that better?
Yeah. I think there's a game after the bye that we struggle a little bit. Yeah, but then since then, it's been good.
You brought up guys deserving more playing time. Are there any guys specifically that you want to see more of in week 17?
Well, we'll talk about personnel. You know, that's what we go into tonight now and talk about that and see, you know, about, you know, some things we want to keep challenging guys with.
Hearns has obviously been battling throughout the year with his thing. It's good to see him get 1,000.
Yeah, it really is. You know, both those guys, I know Tad told me what, the two guys under 24 and the first time in the history of the NFL to have over 1,000 yards combined, so, or together. So, I mean, yeah, those things, that's awesome. I think that, you know, I don't want to not appreciate those things. I think those things, we talk about a race to maturity, and it's an overly used cliche term, you know, but we're seeing it. I think right now we need to see a race to maturity with our team, with our units, you know, with the defense unit, with the special teams, with the offense. You know, that's good that individually we're seeing those things, but we need to transfer that over to our units now.
Both offensive tackles are hurt. Are you a little concerned about, like, what's
your
rated play or not play?
Yeah, I think we'll wait and see on that. I think, you know, we'll get more information, but, you know, hopefully it is arrow up.
Oh, so they don't get serious? Is that what you're
picking? Well, I don't know. I don't think it's – they're not playing. I don't think it's that, mm-hmm. You know, where you can make that decision right now. So.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.